Well, Steve, I imagine you're pretty angry after that result today.
Well, I would say I'm upset. You know, we never really get going at any stage of the match, I don't think. You know, and despite that, we go in front, we capitalise on an error. And if anything, we should go three up at half-time, shouldn't we? A couple of good chances that's Kieran sort of nicked off the defender and gone clear. In second half, we're trying to find a little bit of play and struggling to find a better play. And obviously, a lot of players on an off day, but still committed and still getting a lot of effort. And then you make a couple of cardinal sins for the goals, don't you? You know, Joe scars twice. He fails to win a simple header in the middle of the box, which you'd expect a 10-year-old to hit. And then he gets done on the far stick, like we've seen umpteen times the other season at home. So, but, you know, I think the game-changing moment to go at the cup hinges on Michael Tidzer getting sent off. He's got caught in possession and he's back to the level he was three games ago.
I want to talk about the officials. There were some inconsistent, I'd say, decisions today. Is that a fair way of putting it?
Well, I'm not allowed to say it was absolutely rubbish or I'd be in trouble. But I think the opinions of the supporters made it clear what they thought. And I've never seen a manager so happy with a set of match officials. And if I was Keith Hill, I would be ecstatic. I'd go back on that team coach and I wouldn't believe a lot of the decisions. There is no doubt it's a foul on Mark Bradley in the lead up to the second goal. We've just watched it. It's a clear push and the player's back. But did it surprise me at the time? We never got it. No, it didn't. And, you know, we never played well, but we shouldn't be at the cup. And, you know, my players have said some players that never say a thing about match officials are really upset in that dressing room about what they've had to endure today as professional footballers. And we'll make our remarks to the appropriate people in charge.
Do you hope that further action will be taken then?
Well, I don't think if any player turned up and performed like that, he'd go back in the team next week, would he? I think the match referee, I'm not questioning the match referee's integrity under no circumstances. He's an honest guy, but I ain't seen many honest guys have a bad game as that. He was absolutely shocking from start to finish. So that's what the players think. And I can't come into my dressing room and say anything otherwise. But the reason we've gone out the cup is a couple of individual errors and we didn't do our jobs in the second half.
Have you had a chance to speak to the referee yet? Are you hoping to do that if you haven't done so far?
Well, I'm going to speak to the referee the customary time, half an hour after the game. I've never seen so many Rotherham United players say comments to match officials come up the tunnel than I've seen. Not foul and abusive, but just disgust, really utter disgust on their face. And we're not blaming the referee. I make that absolutely clear. They scored two goals, we've scored one, so you go out, don't you? But, you know, it's fair to say we've been on, you know, the cautions. There was a different level for us to what there was for Rochdale, I think, on the pitch. And some of the things we'd have to endure and watch was just hard to endure in that second half. But, hey, it won't change the result whether he referees next week or not. But knowing how things stand, he'll probably get a championship game, won't he?
In terms of performance-wise then, your side last week was so clinical in front of goal, and yet, like you say, you should and could have been 2 or 3-0 up at half-time, really.
Well, it's a different team. So let's not compare it to last week, because you're nuking people on apples and oranges. It's a different team. And obviously, we didn't have the lone players in our selections. We're hammered, weren't we? We lose Michael O'Connor. We lose Rob Mielsen. We lose Matt Tubbs this morning to a sickness bug. You know, it just seemed to contrive against us from earlier in the week, you know. But hey, what do? We go back on the training ground tomorrow and we play for Fleetwood. It was certainly hot, not hot beyond tomorrow, but there's nothing else we can do.
Is it going to be, I guess, a case of the walking wounded then against Fleetwood as well?
Well, I don't know if it's a case of the walking wounded. We'll have some players back available to us, we'll have some players that can't play or have gone on the 5 caution mark today, so they'll be rude. I shake my head at some of these cautions that we get as a team. I really find it hard to take, and it takes, believe me, the amount of understanding in my head it takes for me to just walk into the dressing room and not make comments when I've got people like opposition management and staff laughing and saying how bad they thought the match officials were today, and I have to stand there and endure it, and how they thought they were very, very fortunate with most, if not a lot, of decisions.
And I guess now it's the case that you have to put this game behind you, you have to put all this anger behind you, I guess, and just try and move on.
Well, listen, I'm not one of the managers that comes out when you're losing the FA Cup and said it's all about the league, because that doesn't exist in my head. It's a disappointing day for us. You know, we reached some heights last week and we took the praise and the worthy praise that came with that, and we'll take the criticism today and tonight that comes with a performance that's below par for the team we've got. But let's not compare the teams, because it is a different team that we'll play, for example, on next Saturday than what we'll even play on Tuesday. So we take the disappointment. I'm the manager, I head it up, and the criticism will come and we'll take it. you know, and the supporters were great today. They done their best in that last 10 minutes to try and suck a goal in for us, but I think every time it went into the box, I just, for me, it seemed that Rochdale got a foul, didn't it? You know, and I think a lot of people, including their players, were walking about a little bit of a mystery as to why those decisions were given. But no doubt when I get in half an hour, the referee might try and explain it to me. But having had a look at the DVD that I've just watched for some of the decisions, some of the cautions, I go into evidence that I'm shaking my head, and I'm sure that when he looks at it, he must shake his head as well.
Do you worry that it could become a bit of a pattern as well? Because obviously you'll come out and you'll say what you think about the referee to an extent, and then I presume referees may hear that down the line. Do you worry that it could become a bit of a pattern?
All right, we'll quote this to him then. He was fantastic. I thought he was outstanding, and he got an A mark from me. Not a chance. It was a shocking performance from the match official today. What more do you want me to say? I'm no questioning his honesty. He's just had a shocker. I have a shocker some weeks on team selection. My players sometimes have shocking team performances.